Hare Krishna. So here nectar is flowing from Krishna's mouth. And what is that nectar all about? The description of his own. He described his nature of appearance, that how he's unborn, how his body is undestroyable, or it cannot be destroyed. And then, after that, the next shloka, he speaks about when he appears. Whenever the religion goes down, religious principles are pulled down, and when the irreligion takes over, he appears. And what does he do after appearing? Paritranaya sadhunam, he protects his devotees, delivers his devotees, kills the miscreants, vinashaya cha dushkritam, and sets the dharma, dharma sansthapanarthaya. He appears. He appears in every yuga, yuga after yuga. Now, when he appears and does various pastimes, and when someone understands that, what is his destination? That is given in the shloka that we are going to discuss. Shloka number 9. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mam iti so Arjuna. So here it is given, janma karma cha me divyam. Janma and karma. My appearance, janma, karma, my various pastimes, me, so my, divyam, are all transcendental. And evam yo veti tattvatah, anyone who knows it in truth, that they are transcendental, tyaktva deham punar janma, after giving up this body, tyaktva deha, giving up this body, after giving up this body, punar janma naiti, that person will never take birth again. And then what will happen? Where will he go? Mam iti, O Arjuna, that person will come to my abode. That is Vaikuntha Dham or Goloka Vrindavan Dham in spiritual world. Very, very wonderful shloka. Very hope-giving shloka. And also a shloka which encourages all of us to know Krishna in truth. So some points from the purport. The impersonalists and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord is only partial, and there is the risk of returning to this material world. So the impersonalists or Mayavadis the yogis who are there, they struggle so much. They struggle so much day and night together. And it's not that in same lifetime they'll be able to attain perfection. After many, many, many lifetimes, bahunam janmanam ante, after many, many, many lifetimes, then the person attains perfection. But the perfection according to them, and what is that perfection? Merging into the effulgence of the Lord, Brahma Jyoti. Merging into Brahma Jyoti, light. So as we have discussed before also, that the absolute truth can be understood in three forms. That is Brahma Jyoti, or Brahman, the effulgence coming from the body of light, body of the Lord. Then Paramatma feature of the Lord, where He is there as localized Paramatma in everyone's heart. And Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So these personalities who are there, after working so hard, they enter Brahman, or they enter Brahma Jyoti, that's it. And now the problem is, in light there is nothing to do, they're just there. And since the soul is active all the time, and it wants to serve, it cannot be there in an inactive state for a long time. And what happens? There is a high probability that the person from Brahma Jyoti falls down to this material world. But then, a person who attains Krishna, who attains Krishna's lotus feet and serves Krishna in his pastimes, he is busy. He is completely busy and relishing the pastimes of Krishna, relishing seeing the beautiful form of Krishna. So such a person cannot fall down. That person will always remain in the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how much endeavor they do? The bhaktas who are there, here it's given. What do the bhaktas do? The yogis and impersonalists, they do try a lot. And they have to endeavor a lot for many, many lifetimes. What about devotees? The devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body and does not run the risk of returning to this material world. Simply what? Simply understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead's Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. Just by understanding the form of the Lord, name of the Lord, his various pastimes of the Lord, and obviously, you know, his various qualities. Just by knowing all these things, which are already given in Shastra, such a person goes back home back to Godhead and never returns to this place. Now it is given that he has got many, many forms. Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam anantarupam. He has got many forms. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the truth. They are different incarnations, but they are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he who accepts this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attains the highest perfectional stage of liberation. That is, going back home back to Godhead, to the abode of Lord Shri Krishna. So it's already given. The only thing that we have to do is have faith and read Shastra and understand what is given there. And just by having faith in the words of the Lord, what happens? The person attains the eternal perfection of breaking the cycle of birth and death and going back home back to God, to the eternal abode of the Lord, from where no one falls down. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be supreme and who says unto the Lord, so we all can say this, what is that? You are the same Supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead. So just by saying this from the heart, what happens? Is certainly liberated instantly. And consequently, his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. So just by saying this from the heart, accepting from the heart, the person gets liberation instantly. No need to work so hard like the yogis and impersonalists do. Anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance, and consequently he will not attain salvation simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. What about those unfortunate people? The ones who cannot take up to Krishna consciousness, who are not able to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What talk about them? They are so unfortunate, they are so much in ignorance that they don't know what is the eternal goal of life. It's almost like, you know, there's a honey bottle tightly jam-packed, you know, sealed, and there's a bee, honey bee, which is coming and just, you know, going around and then trying to lick the honey. But then it's inside the bottle. That's how these people are. Now they feel that they're getting some nectar, but the fact is they're not getting any nectar. Only devotees get the nectar who actually accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead and who are very eager to attain Krishna. Such people are actually relishing. Others are just, you know, waste people, nothing else. And then the next thing that is given is, such empiric philosophers may assume very important roles in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed up mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord. So these people who are, you know, great philosophers and other things, and who don't accept Krishna, who don't want to understand Krishna, they don't have any hope actually. They cannot be delivered from this material world. But they cannot be delivered by the Lord. But the devotees of the Lord are more merciful. They will go and pull the person and preach to the person and make him a devotee and send him back home back to Godhead. So this is what devotees do. This is what pure devotees do. And they have that capacity, because they can actually convince the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if Lord does not want to accept someone, but a devotee can convince the Lord, no, you're accepting such a nice person, what is your problem? So in this way we understand that a devotee, when he enters someone's life, that person becomes most fortunate. When someone's good fortune arises, a pure devotee enters that person's life and delivers him back home, back to Godhead. And finally, a very, very important point that is given. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection. So we need to have that faith, we need to have that knowledge. Faith will come when we are associating with devotees who are having faith. So seeing their faith in Krishna, seeing their faith in the process of Krishna consciousness, we will also get faith in Krishna and in the process of Krishna consciousness. When we see those devotees chanting with faith the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, with so much of eagerness to attain Krishna, what happens? We also get that faith. So this faith is contagious. So we have to remain with such people who have faith. We have to associate with those people who have faith. So devotee association matters a lot, especially that association, you know, which is really very eager to attain Krishna, really very eager, you know, to do various devotional services and have got intense faith in the Lord and the process. So such people play a very, very important role. And any devotee who is intelligent will try to find such association and try to associate with such people. Because alone we cannot practice bhakti. If alone we could have practiced bhakti, why are we here? So seeing shloka day videos or speaking shloka day. We all would have been back home, back to Godhead in the spiritual world. But then we need that association, because that faith aspect which is there is very, very komal, is very, very sensitive, you know, is very soft till now. That faith, when becomes intense and stable, at that time, you know, that person, you know, he can do anything and everything, whatever he wants. But now, in the current state, what we all are in the neophyte stage, we need that strong association of devotees with intense faith in Krishna and the process of bhakti. So when we have such association, then we have hope to break the cycle of birth and death and go back home, back to Godhead. In such association, we'll be able to practice bhakti till our last breath. No association, no bhakti. No bhakti, no Krishna. Simple. This is very, very clear. So, you know, this is very clear that faith should be there. And second is knowledge. So knowledge, again, knowledge is also something which is very much related to our daily practices. So, reading of Bhagavad Gita, reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have to understand this is Krishna Katha. Krishna has spoken from his lotus mouth. And Bhagavatam is about Krishna. So, when we read about Krishna or read the instructions given by Krishna, what happens? We get knowledge, we get the absolute transcendental knowledge that is needed to get this intense faith to practice devotional service. Such knowledge is very, very helpful. Obviously, there are lots of things in this world to know. But the most essential thing, or the only thing that a person should know to attain the ultimate perfection, is the knowledge of Krishna. So anyone who knows about Krishna, that person is actually a great scholar. Even if he is not able to write his own name, you know, in any language. But if he knows Krishna, he is the topmost personality. He is the person who will attain the ultimate perfection. And what is the use of getting various degrees on our nameplate if we don't know Krishna and we don't want to know Krishna? Right? So in this way, now Krishna is making a statement here. It's a very, very important statement that anyone who knows my transcendental nature of appearance and my activity, such a person, when he gives up his body, he comes back to me and he never takes Janma again in this material world. So here Krishna was talking about knowing him. Now Krishna is going to go one level ahead and he's going to talk about absorption in Krishna, absorbing the mind completely in Krishna. So these verses are really, really nectarian. So we'll see another such nectarian verse which talks about absorption in Krishna, that is beyond knowing Krishna, in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.